Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph of Masechtas Chulin, and we're on Daf Yud Aleph on the second line. Right, today is like one of these Daf and Shas. You spend your whole life in this Daf, right? People have done that. They've written Svarim on this Daf. The Daf is all about Rov. Concept of Rov. So, Menaha Milsa, Ara Rabbanan, Zil Basa Ruba. How do you know that you follow the majority? How do you know that? So the Gemara asks, Minalan? What do you mean, how do you know that? There's a pasuk. Ichsiv, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Follow the majority. Now that pasuk is said in the context of a Sanhedrin. When you have a Sanhedrin, you follow the majority. Esav Chaim, if Chaim asked this question, and Shimon Shkaf also asked this question, there are really two different limudim learned out of Achrei Rabim Lahatos. One is that you follow the majority. If I have 23 judges, and 20 judges say one thing, and 3 say something else, you follow the majority. And there's also something else learned out of this process. And that's the concept of what's called Bittul Barov. But I have 3 hatov, I know one for sure is trait, and for sure, to a kosher, I'm allowed to eat all 3. The Chacham came along and did away with all that, a lot of it, but you make a radin, you can eat all 3. Why? Bittul Barov. There's a third concept called Rubo Kikulo. That's really an offshoot of Bittul Barov. In other words, I can check Rove of a Simon, Rubo Kikulo. Why? Because the part you didn't check is bustle to the part you did check. That's really an issue of Bittul. Right, the Bittul Barov. How can you have 2 completely different things being learned out of the same puzzle? That's what Chayim, they're not different at all. They're really the same thing. How so? He says, let's have a Sanhedrin. Not a case of 23, a case of 3. You have 3 judges judging the case. 2 rule one way, 2 rule in favor of Simcha, and 1 rule in favor of Chayim. What's the din? Simcha wins. That's the fighting about money. Simcha wins the case. Why? Because 2 judges were in his favor, and only 1 judge dissented. Now, could someone make the following argument? That's not a bad thing. It's only 2 judges agreed. You need 3 judges. What's the answer to that question? That's ridiculous. Why? Because you follow the majority. And the judge that dissented is bottled to the majority. Therefore, the psak is issued by the Bezdin. Right? This psak is issued by the Bezdin. Not by 2 out of 3 judges of the Bezdin. By the Bezdin. He proved it. You know, let's say it turns out that the judges were wrong. Simcha shouldn't have won. Simcha's mother should have won. But he comes with a Shulchan Aruch and he points to black and white halacha. So what's the halacha? The halacha is the judges have to pay. They made a mistake. The judges have to pay. Can the dissenting judge say, well, I don't have to pay. I was right all along. The answer is no. He has to pay also. Why? Because the Bezdin as a whole issued that psak. What do you see from here? You follow the majority. And the miyut is bottled to the robe. It's the same thing. Now, what did people think before Chaim came along? I don't know. But it's the same thing, right? Okay. Next. The Gemara says, Ruba Dissa, come on. If the robe is directly here in front of me, Kigon. For example, Tes Chanuyos, 9 stores, or this Sanhedrin, or a case of a Sanhedrin, Lo Kami Boyola. But that's not my kasha. I'm not asking about a case where the robe is in front of me. I go on Central Avenue, robe stores are kosher. There are a few that aren't, but robe are. So if I see a piece of meat lying on the floor, I could say robe. Right? That's because all the information is in front of me. However, ki kami bayalan, ruba de lesa kamon. What's my question? My question is where the robe is not in front of me. What's that called? That's called the statistical robe. Kigon, for example, katan v'kitana, a katan and a kitana minola. The halacha is that if there's a case of yibum, yibum can only be performed if the potential marriage will lead to having children. So, if either of them can't have children, then not only is yibum not permitted, it's asur. Because you're marrying your sister-in-law, and not l'shem yibum. So it's asur. Now, what if 10-year-old kid, and his brother passed away. Right, I mean, that's Torah. He's old enough. So he's going to marry the wife. She's 8 years old. We don't know if any, no one reached puberty yet. We have no idea if anyone's going to have children. However, rove kids can have children. Rove people in the world can have, there are mutants that can't. Rove can. How do I know that, by the way, we had this the other day, Rav Meir said that it's usher. You have to wait. You have to wait. Wait till they grow up. Wait till they have, grow up and have puberty and have facial hair and have body changes. Oh, that they look like they can have children now. But we don't hold you have to wait. We hold you get married now. Why? Because it follows the rove. What kind of rove is that? That rove's not in front of me. That's a statistical rove in the world. Most people in the world can have children. How do you know you can follow the rove? Before we start the answer, we're going to spend the entire time trying to find an answer. Some are going to have, some are going to be rejected, some are going to be good, some are going to be no good. And then at the end of that, we're going to reject every single answer, and we're going to be left with no answer. Now, before we get to that, the Gemara just compared, the Gemara just threw in, by a Ruba de Issachamon, the Gemara threw in 9 stories. After Shita Mitzvah, wait a minute, I know that I have to follow the majority when it comes to a Sanhedrin. Why? Because the Torah said, Acher Av Mahatam. How do I know that if I have a piece of meat, and there's 9 stores kosher, 1 store, I can eat that piece of meat. How am I extending the din of rove to a case of 9 stores? Why is the case of Sanhedrin? Listen, everybody's in the room. I'm hearing every opinion. Everyone's das is being conveyed. And then we follow the majority. Here, the piece of meat is a suffix. I have no idea where this meat came from. So we're going to stop following the same rove that we're relying on by Sanhedrin? Why? So the Shita Mikvashi's answer is a false question. He says, by the case of the Sanhedrin, who said the Sanhedrin's right? Majority doesn't mean you're right. It doesn't mean they're right. 20 out of 23, they could be wrong. What's the answer? You follow the majority. Why? That's what you do. So too, by 9 stores, in a chinami, that meat might not be kosher. We have no idea. It's a suffix. However, you follow the majority. Why? Because that's what you do. That's what they're saying. Somebody once asked, I think it was Reb Chaim. They asked Reb Chaim, if it says the Torah, you follow the majority, then why aren't all Jews Christians? The majority of the world is Christians. You should all become Christians. Follow the majority. So he answered, you only follow the majority when you have a suffix. If you don't have a suffix, you don't follow the majority. I don't have a suffix. You only follow the majority when you have a suffix. If you don't have a suffix, you don't have to follow the majority. Right? Unbelievable answer. Now, says the Gemara, no. If it's a robe that I could see, that's not a shiloh. What's my shiloh? A robe that's a statistical robe. Right? Most children grow up to have children. Most women give birth in the 9th month. Most animals are not traitors. Why is a robe that is a common better than a robe of less? Why is it better? So the Ron, why is that better? Dad, I have a puzzle. But a robe that I can't see, that's, I need a Bakar for that. Why do you need a Bakar for that? Why is that worse? So the Ron says, it's a Bakar. What I see is better than what I can't see. I see all the judges in the room. I see the 9 stores on the Central Avenue. I see it. That's much better than a robe that I don't see. That's one answer. Tzalver gives another answer. He says, listen, what's the reason why we have a robe about children giving birth? Children growing up there, why? Because it was like that last generation. It was like that 100 years ago. It was like that 200 years ago. It was like that 300 years ago. Who said it's going to be the same thing this year? Maybe this year, most animals that are born will have trapeze. Who said? The answer is, it's historical. How much weight does that carry? It carries weight. It's a robe. It's not as good as a robe. It's not as good as a robe that you can see in front of you. And the third answer, given by the given by Rabbi Yochanan, he says, because when it's a robe that you can see, the robe is really all the details of the robe right here in front of you. So when it's a statistical robe, there are no details. We don't know the details of this case at all. The general story is most animals are not traitors. What about this animal? I have no clue. When it comes to the meat, I know where the meat came from, I know all the stores, the details are much stronger. Therefore, a robe that if it come on is better than a robe that doesn't come on. Rashi, with one wave of the hand, is ended up ignore all this. You're going to dismiss it all. But these are three reasons that the Rishonim Achronim came up with why a robe that is a come on is better than a robe that's less a come on. Okay? So now we're going to answer all the cases of robe, the less a come on. How do you know that you rely on robe? Okay? So the answer is there was a presumption in those days that if a woman, by a man you can't tell. Only thing you can tell is facial hair. There was a presumption that facial hair and pubic hair coincided with the ability to have children. By a woman, same thing. The maturity, the body changing. That's why a woman is called, who can't have children, is called an islander. Because she looks like an isle. She looks like a male. Okay, so those are real niyot. Those are real niyot. Right. Okay. Correct. Now, so Manolan, again, how do you know? Amar Belazar, Simon Zman Shevach Mechanish. The whole discussion of what that Simon even means. Isha Mereisha Shal Ola. You learn it out of the head of an Ola. What does that mean? The Amar Akra, the Pasuk said, Benatach Osa Linsa Cheha. That used to cut up an ola. Remember, nobody ate an ola. So an ola was cut up into a certain number of pieces, 8 or 9 pieces. What if you want to cut up into 50 pieces? You're not allowed to do that. Right? Osa linitzachim. You cut the ola up into pieces. Below nitzachel linitzachim. You can't get those pieces into smaller pieces. Now, v'nechush, shema, nikov, krum, shalmoach, or maybe the brain of the ola had a mum. Had a trefa in there. Now, every other carbon, there's no prohibition against checking. Every other animal, nothing's stopping you from checking. But over here, you can't check. Why can't you check? Because you're not allowed to open, you're not allowed to make more pot. Now you can check. You can't. Now you know it's a kosher animal. Follow the row. El, I'm the reading Zil Basaruba. You follow the row. Says the Gemara, what kind of rye is that? Dilma maybe, the polyleo basically. No, you peel off the head. Peel off a little bit and check that way. You can't make smaller cuts. That's where you cut it completely. But if you're only peeling it a little bit, that's okay. Just cutting it a little bit to check the brain, that you can do. You can't cut it completely, but you can check. So what do you have to rely on rope for? Go check. They pick the rosh because it's the most chash of whatever. Any organ. So check. You have to check the spine. Check the spine. You're not allowed to cut. Don't make a complete cut. Tosfos asks, well, what about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you can't check. Look at the third Tosfos. Makshinan. Amai lo yalof mikol kabanos to dochu Shabbos. Every carpet is docha Shabbos. Carbon trefa, but into shechel Shabbos. When I'm suspicious, you're going to find the trefa and then be mechal Shabbos. What? Sure it is. If it turns out that it was a trefa, then mechal Shabbos. You're doing it for a carbon, but you're not allowed to check the trefa. Exactly. So he's saying, since you're allowed to check, and we're going to rely on hindsight's another way of saying row. So why don't we rely on that? Why does the Gemara say that? You hear the question? Correct. Why? Because you say, go ahead, check Shabbos morning. Maybe it'll turn out later to be a problem. The answer is, growth. The Yesh Lomar said, answer to those folks. Tell me what you think of this answer. The Ein Yachal L'Hochiach Misham. You can't bring a riot from Shabbos. The Ikel L'Meimar, you could say, Dimi Safek, Nami Amar Rachmana Diladachi Shabbos. Mitzvah's carbon. Because for a suffix, I will let you check carbonos on Shabbos without that being a problem. Kimo, Shepikuach Nefesh Amrinan, the Sof Parakama Diksuvas, the Lohol Chubach Arro. For a suffix, Pikuach Nefesh, we will also allow you to be Machal. In other words, a building collapses. It's a suffix if somebody's in there on Shabbat. What's the halacha? Go in. Get that crane and remove all the rubble. Aye, it's a suffix. The answer is, for a suffix to kuaf nefesh, you're allowed to be machal Shabbat. So too, says Tosha, for a suffix, treifa, you can go ahead and check. Hear that answer? You like that answer? What? Why not? Correct. Correct. The Ramban says the answer is there's no other option. That's the answer. There's no other option. What am I supposed to do? Not do the korbanos? I have no option. By the way, the Gemara is going to answer at the end of the day today. That's the Gemara's answer at the end of the day. There's no option. There's no answer. You got to do mitzvahs. You got to do jeep. You got to do your best. If you live your life based on the problem, you're never going to go with first. You're never going to do anything. Do your best. Lie and roll. We're doing our best. We're doing our best. What? We don't check. No, on Shabbos, you can't check till afterwards. But then it's too late. Because it's Shabbos. So you shouldn't have done it to begin with. The answer is, do your best. What can I tell you? Right? The Tosfos comes up with a whole lundish thing with Pekuach Nefesh. Says, Rabbi, forget all that. You got to do your best. What can I tell you? That's a very unsatisfactory answer. In economy, same answer. If it's a trefa, you know, afterwards, okay, so you made a mistake, you bring another one. You're doing your best. Okay, so the Ola is not a raya. Why? Because you can check. You can't cut it completely, but you can check. Next raya. Marbrei d'Ravina Amar Issei Mishira Tetzer Pesach. How about breaking bones on Pesach? You're not allowed to break a bone of a carbon Pesach. Dam Rachmana v'etzon l'sish grubo. You can't break a bone. Now, b'nei chosh, shamanik ef krum shal malach. Maybe there's a problem in the brain, and you can't check because you can't break any bones. You follow the majority. Most brains of animals don't have punctures in them. Mimai, kind of right at that. Dilma, maybe the monach gumrasa oleha, the kalila ubadikla. Maybe you put a hot coal on the brain, and it'll burn off. The hair will burn off the membrane. Then you can check. The Tanya Hamachatech Begidim Basorifat Tamos Ein Bo Mishum Shiras Etzem. Burning is not a violation of Shiras Etzem. Like, wait a second. That's not a right either. Okay. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Isha Me'alia. You can learn it out of the tail. What's that? Look at Rashi Me'alia. It's right here on the side over here. Hamakriv shlomim, if somebody's makriv shlomim, o chatas, or a chatas, mi keves, from a goat, the aisle, or an aisle, karav alya, you also makriv the alya, the tail, im ho emur, with the other fats. Menakloyus ulamata, from the kidneys and downward, litzad hazanav, toward the tail, the hazanav karile alya, the zanav and the alya synonymous with each other. So all that, it's not just the tail. It's the bones, everything under the tail, all that goes on the Mizbeach. Now, Dam Rachmana, back in the Gemara, the Torah said, Chel bo ha'alya tamima. Right? It says tamima. Now, how could you be sure? How could you be sure that the alya is tamima? By the way, the alya is connected to the shedra. Its spine goes down, ends off in a tail. The nechush dilma shama nifsika chur ha'shedra. Maybe the chur ha'shedra has a hole in it. A crack. And if it has a crack, the whole thing is puzzled. And you can't check. Why can't you check? Because it has to be tamima. Okay? Elalab, Mishum Domrina, Zilbasaruba, you're following the rove. Now, Bechi Tema, if you want to tell me, the Matatai Pasik Lay, Pasik La, that underneath you could check, and underneath, in other words, toward the bottom of the tail, away from the Shedra, there you could check, and there it won't make a trefa, even if there is a crack. It won't be a trefa. It can't be. Because l'umas ha'etza amrachmana. Torah says that it has to be keneged the etza, which is the kidneys. Makom shakloyos yu'etza. The place where the kidneys give counsel. Why do kidneys give counsel? I don't know. That's a Gemara that says that. How that works, I'm not exactly sure. Very esoteric statement. Anyway, the answer is, this is not a raya. Now, Mimai, so who said you have to follow the rope? Dilma de Pasach lo Badakla. Open it up over there and check out. The bench doesn't have a crack. Vimisham Tamima. Ah, you're worried about Tamima. Hani Mili, that's only a problem. Hecha de Chatzchulagamri. That's if you cut it open completely. Abel Hecha de Layev. But if you just do it halfway or peel off a little bit, that's not a problem. So you know what? You can check this animal. So far, we have no raya that you follow the rope. Every raya we came up with, the answer was, you can check. Right. Next. For Sheshes Amar, Breder of Idi Amar, Ishime Egla Rufa. It's learned out of Egla Rufa. Why? Damar Achmana Urufa. The Torah says that it has to be, you break the neck, Kishihi Shlema Tehedi. It has to be complete. And by the way, once you break the neck, you can't check. Why not? Because the Egla Rufa is Aser Bahano. You can't check. Therefore, Balecho is Dilma Trefahi. Maybe it's a Trefa. The Gemara answer that question. Ela Bishul Darmin and Dilbasa Ruba. Follow the majority. The Chi Tema, my Nafkamina. Who cares? So it's a Trefa. You're not eating it anyway. So who cares? No, because it says the Egla Rufa is referred to as a kapara. Since it's a kapara, it has to have the properties of a carbon, meaning it can't be a trefa, and you can't check. That, therefore, what? You follow the majority. It's a good raya. Right? Rabba Bar of Shila Amar, another good raya. It's Yomi Paraduma. Pulling out of Paraduma. Damar Achmana, Bishachat, Bitzara. Shecht it and burn it. Ma Shechita Kishihi Shlema. Just like Shechita has to be done to a whole, complete, non-Trefa animal. Af Srefasa Kishihi Shlema. So to the Srefa has to be done to a complete animal. The life is Dilma Trefahi. Maybe it's a Trefa. Now, by the way, every other animal you can check. You can't check these weird ones. You can't check a paraduma. You can't check a galarufa. We're going to have the next one. You can't check a seramishtaleach. You can't check that. It's thrown off the cliff. How are you checking that? These are weird animals. Well, because you have to burn it right away. You can't check. Apparently you can't. Now, b'lech is dilma trefi. Elam yishon derbin is dil basaruba. B'chite yamayin askumina. What's the difference? Why does it have to be a kosher? Because we chatas karayin arachmana. The Torah calls it a chatas. Torah calls it a chatos. There's no out. By the way, the what? Correct. Correct. But we just for we said, but a carbon a paraduma. You're right. What does it do? No one eats it. It's not even a carbon, really. It is a carbon. It's not a carbon. It's just tuma. But it has to have the properties of a real carbon. The Gemara is going to ask your question. The Gemara is going to ask your question at the end of the daf. By the way, the Nachman raised all these other questions. For example, why don't we ask from, let's say, a man pushes a pregnant woman and the woman miscarries? The halacha is, you have to pay. Why does he have to pay? Maybe he should have miscarried anyway. The answer is, well, rogue women don't miscarry. Right? Another case of rogue. How about this one? You're walking by, and you see a bird's nest, and there's eggs in there, and you want them. The halacha is, you have to send the mother away, and you take the eggs. Right? By the way, the halacha is, the eggs have to be edible. It only applies to kosher birds. Maybe the mother's a trefa, and if the mother's a trefa, the eggs are not edible. The answer is, well, rogue birds are not trefas. All these other cases, that well, we rely on roe. So, we don't ask those. Rebacha B'Yakov Amar, Itzim Mitzir Mishtaleach. We learn it out of a Sir Mishtaleach. What's that? That's the goat that's thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur. The Rachmana Amar, V'Locha Cheshneas Irim. You have to take two goats. Sheyushnei. They both have to be equal. They both have to be fine. They both have to be kosher. Now, the goat that you throw off the cliff, you're not checking. V'Lechosh Dilma. Chad b'nai u'treifa, who? Maybe one of them is a treifa. El la b'shom domina, zil basaruba. Right? Tachitem manafkul amina. If you want to say, what's the difference? It's getting thrown off the cliff anyway. Ha'ein goral kavula azazel elvel b'davar haroyal Hashem. The answer is, the one for azazel has to be roy to be a carbon, just like the one for Hashem. So you can't tell me, let's bring the trefa, the one we know is a trefa. Ah, okay, so we don't have to put it anyway. You can't do that. Why? First of all, someone asked this morning, but with the goral anyway. Of course they have to both be kosher. We don't know which one's which anyway. Right? So, of course. Now, the chitema, how about this one? The chitema, zibatinan lei. How about check it? After you throw it off. So the Gemara said that's impossible. But nan lo yamagiyama lamachsa tahar achiye varmevar. It wouldn't even get halfway down the mountain before it would already be all mangled. You can't check it. What's the answer? The answer is follow the rope. Yeah, we have a bunch. All the weird kabanos. Egla rufa, paraduma, and termishas are all right. You follow the rope. Every single one of these cases, maybe it's a trefa. The answer is you follow the majority. Okay? Now this is arguably the most fascinating one of the day. Next one. You ready for this one? Rav Mari Amar. Isya mimaka aviv v'imo. You learn it out from hitting your father and your mother. Now, your mother should not be here. Because your mother, we know she's your mother. How do you know she's your mother? Because nobody, as far as I know, I mean, maybe it happens. Women don't give birth by themselves. There's someone else in the room, usually someone else in the room. So that person's a witness. And then from there, there's a witness. So all you need is one witness. Now, most people are not in the room when the mother gets pregnant. Right? That happens alone. So nobody knows who the father is. So how do you know who your father is? The answer is, it's a robe. What? This is 21st century America, right? Now, how do you know that your mother, how do you know your father's really your father? How do you know that? The answer is, it's a robe. What's the robe? Most women spend the most amount of relations with their husband, not with someone else. Now, there are women that spend time with other men. That does happen. That's a minority. Well, the Gemara is going to phrase it. I was careful how to phrase it. So the Gemara is going to say like this. So Avraham Rachmana, the Torah says, let's say somebody hits their father. He's warned. What's the halacha? Katle. He gets killed. Right? Ay, v'lech esh dum alav avihu. Maybe it's not his father. The robe be'ilos of a woman are with her husband, even if she's infidelity, right? And she's not faithful. Still, robe be'ilos achar habal. What? What else do you need? What else is going to work? By the way, the Mrs. Kenneth asked, well, maybe. Why did the Gemara pick hitting your father? What about cursing your father? Why don't the Gemara say, ask that one? But Mechit Sinat asks, you don't have to know who your father is to curse him. You can say, whoever he is, I hereby curse him. So you don't have to know who it is. In order to hit your father, you have to know who it is. He has unbelievable words. Right? What? No, that might be the Ramban and separate thing. Says the Ramban, not only is cursing your father, hitting your father, a robe, so too, any arayah with any of your father's relatives are also based on robe. For example, your father's brother's wife, or your father's sister, or your father's sister's husband, all these things. All the relatives of your father are all based on the same gezun. They're all based on the same robe. But that's what he asked. What about a stepfather? The guy raised you, so maybe the Rabbana, there might be some covet issue. There might be a covet issue related to your mother. You know? As a matter of fact, I saw in the art school has a sefer, Hilchas Avelut, and it brings down in there that if your step-parent is sitting Shiva, you might have to hold some, like when a parent, you might have to hold for a step-parent also. But if they raised you, so there are certain covet issues. But if the halacha of hitting your father applies to a stepfather, even if he raised you, Minatorah, no way. Maybe Midrabanan, there's an issue, maybe. But not Minatorah. So it's a good try. So the Ramban says, all the relatives of your father are also based on Rove. Who said she's my aunt? She's only my aunt because Rove is my father. Right? It's the same issue. To ask, she's the Mikubetra, so why don't the Gemara ask that? Why does the Gemara say that case? right? So listen to this answer. Now, Mimai, what kind of raya is that? What kind of raya is that that we follow the rule? Dilma, maybe, the only time you could ever be over the itzer of hitting your father is, kigon, shayu abdi v'imo chavushim b'beit ha'asurim. Your father and mother will lock up in a jail together. So there's no other man there. That's the only time you're ever going to be chayim. The answer is, afilu hachi. Even if that's true, that they were the only ones in the jail, unbelievable line of the Gemara, ein apachafis larai. There's no guarding against the right. There's a will, there's a way. Somehow, the fact that there's only two of them in jail doesn't guarantee there was no other man there. Doesn't guarantee it. Everybody knows this is a true statement. Right? Doesn't guarantee anything. So therefore, how do you know? It's based on rov. Now what do you want to tell me? That there were other relatives in the jail also? The sister-in-law? That's very far-fetched. Very far-fetched. Now, the Radal asks an unbelievable question. He says, well, let's say the wife, the mother, was accused of being a sota. And she drinks the sota water, and she survives. Isn't that a raya, that she was always faithful? And then, it's not a row, but that's her father. Hear this question? If a woman survived the sota water, that means she was always faithful. So then that was her, you know, Bada is the father. In that case. The answer is the Radal, even in that case, it's not a raya. Why? Because first of all, there could be, the Gemara says, go to all the merits. It could be he's a low life. If he's a low life, it won't work on her either. So it's not a raya anyway. And you can't say this Gemara, that's speaking of the famous question that was asked by the Renatan Ibshin. He asked the following question. He says, listen, the halacha is, if your father asks you to get a cup of water, and your mother asks you to get a cup of water, who do you bring first? The halacha is, your father. But your mother's a vada, and your father's only a tafe. You should bring your mother first. The answer is, because if you bring your mother first, because she's a vada, that means you're telling your mother that you were not faithful to your father. That's the biggest slap in the face to your mother. Impossible to say that. Right? How do you know you follow the row? Because you're over an itzer for hitting your father. You hear this unbelievable Gemara? You hear this unbelievable logic? Okay. Rav Kahana Omar, I have another raya. Isya mehore get hanefesh. How about when you kill somebody? Amar Rachmana, the Torah says, katle. If you kill somebody, you get killed. The Balechash Dilma Trefahu. Maybe the person you killed was a trefa. And halach is, you're not allowed to kill a trefa. You're not allowed to do that. However, you don't get misa if you do. Okay? So how could you get misa for ever killing somebody? You're the guy you killed with a trefa. Ela la mishum damrinan zil basaruba. What? Let's say a guy had a missing lung. Or some kind of internal, that he has the halachic status of a trefa. What that means, we're going to get to it later in the mezeta. But you're a walking trefa. Correct. Now, the chi teva. You want to tell me, dibabtinan lay. Well, do an autopsy. Check. The answer is, how could you check? How come minvel? It's a minuval dicka thing to do. To take a mate and go do an autopsy? We don't do that. B'nechush. I'm sorry. What's your problem? We have a potential to save a human life. We're going to save a life. Why? Because the potential murderer says, I killed a trefa. I'm not chayav misa. So to save him, do the autopsy. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara doesn't answer, no, we can't do autopsy. This is one of the primary Gemaras about when and if an autopsy is ever mutter. Under what circumstances? This is it. The Chachamim go to town in this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't answer, well, autopsies are off the table. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara answers, an autopsy is not going to be foolproof. Why? Because, v'nechesh, shema b'mokom sayiv, nekav hazah. Maybe in the place where the stab wound was, that's where the trefa was. That's mamash, and that part of the heart is where the trefa was. So the autopsy is not going to find it anyway. The Gemara doesn't answer, we can't do autopsy. It's not the answer. Save a human life? So now, if you need to save a human life, can you do an autopsy? Someone needs a kidney. Someone just, can you take a kidney out? Big Shiloh. Yeah? It's Big Shiloh. The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara doesn't say, well, to save a human life, we can't do what? I'm sorry. No, the Gemara says it's not going to be, it's not going to work. Because it could be that muckle, which was the neck, it's where the stab wound was. You hear? Very, very interesting Gemara. Very interesting. Saving his life, because let's say the guy was Taka Trefa. If the guy was Taka Trefa, you don't put the murderer to death. Now, you're not going to give him Nachtiona. He's a murderer. But he does not get Misa. He's saving his life. We have a pasuk in the Torah that says, you do everything you can to save, not put a person to death. So he runs and sets the bed, and I killed the Trefa. You were given Hasra. But the Gemara asked that question to Makkah. If he's a Trefa, how could you ever give Hasra? I don't remember the answer. Okay? Now, ask Tosfos, so then maybe Misa should only be applicable in cases where there's no wound. For example, I drown you, or I strangle you, or I poison you. But in a Chanan, if it's a taco wound, how can I give, maybe it is a Trefa. Putting aside rope for a minute. It's impossible to say that. You know why? Because the Torah says, "Im b'kli barzel hikahu, im b'kli eitz hikahu." The Torah says, "Use weapons." Don't tell me it's only going to be get me if you strangle somebody. The Torah says, "Kli barzel." What? You hit him on the head with a barzel? No, that's not what it means. You just stabbed him. So therefore, don't say that. Anyway, what's the raya? What do we see from here? You see, man, you follow the rope. That's what you see from here. You follow the rope. Right? Rogue people don't have wounds. Rogue people don't have traces inside them. And therefore, you're going to put a guy to death. Ravina Amar, a very similar answer. Issyam Eidim Zomun. You learn after Eidim Zomun. Tam Rachmana, Fasisim Lokasha Zaman. You do what you wanted to do. What's done to you is what you wanted to do to Ruvain. B'nechish, Dilma Hafsat Hidu Bey, Trepahati. Or maybe you, two Eidim walk in and say, Ruvain killed Shimon. Right? Two of them walk in and say, Reuben killed Shimon. What happens? Then two of them found to be Zoman. They wanted to have Reuben put to death for a murder, so they're going to be put to death. Well, maybe Reuben was a Trefa. And if Reuben's a Trefa, they wanted to put to death a dead man, they don't get put to death. The answer is, Elalah Bisham Damrin until Batsaruba. You get it? You follow the rope. Rogue people are not Trefas. Well, let's do an autopsy. We'll do an autopsy on Reuben. The answer is no. There's no autopsy. Latanya, Rabbi Omer, the God of Lador said, "Lo hargu ne'erav." The only way there could be an Eidim Zomim is if Reuben did not get killed yet. Let me go do an autopsy. There's no autopsy. He's still alive, right? If Reuben's been put to death for the murder of Shimon, and it turns out it's wrong, the Eidim Zomim don't get killed, right? Hargu ain't a herogin. If Reuben gets killed, then they don't get killed. What do you do with autopsy? It doesn't make any sense. What's the answer? The answer is you follow the rogue. By the way, what's the reason for such a strange halacha? That if he's not dead yet, then they get Misa. But if he's already been killed, they don't get Misa. Oh, that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says if he's put to death, he must have deserved it for something else. The Torah would never allow a bezin to make a grave mistake like that, because it's the Elohim Nitzav of the Adas Kel. Hashem is part of every bezin. That could never happen. The Adas Kel that says kill 80 witches and all these strange things in one day. And how did he put that 8 going to death? I don't know. But that's what Ramban says. Ramban says because it would never happen that a mistake like that would happen. So if he's put to death, it must be he deserves it for something. Therefore, believe in his own alone. But if he didn't get put to death yet, then the Mamash Rishayim, they don't put them to death. That's one answer. Other answers are given because once you have accident, the guy killed, you're so evil that even putting you to death is not a kapara for you. It's like the halacha is, if someone gives his child to Molech, he gets killed. But the halacha is, if you give all your children to Molech, you don't get killed. Why? Same answer. You're so evil. You're so wicked, even meat is not going to help you. It's the what? Correct. You have Mitzorah on your whole body, you're not a Tzumatzorah. Why? You don't need to be a Mitzorah to get that Mussar anymore. Right? You're full so much Tzorah. Okay. Same idea. won't make a sin. Now you're getting back to the Ramban's answer, that a mistake won't happen. Okay, right. Anyway, Ravashi Amar, it's him a shechita atma. Learn it out of shechita itself. Amar Achmana, shochot v'achol. Go right ahead and eat. Shech and eat. Aye, v'leichosh, shema b'makom nekev kashachit. Maybe mamish in that spot, in the spot on the veshet, is where the trefa was. What's the answer? But you follow the majority. Amar Rav Ashi. So what we had a bunch of rides, we see you do follow the majority. Amar Rav Ashi. Amri Zav Shmai Tzakamei Dav Kahana. I said this whole daf, I gave the whole daf Yom Bar Rav Kahana. The Amri La Rav Kahana Kamei Dav Simi. Others say it was said in front of Rav Simi. But Amri Le, this is what David said half hour ago, Dilma, maybe, Hechad the Efsher Efsher, Hechad the La Efsher Lo Efsher. When we have a way out, we have a way out. And if we don't have a way out, then we don't have a way out. When we can rely, when we have to rely on the robe, we have no choice. He's your father because of a robe. The shechit is kosher because of a robe. When we can check, we have a chiyuv to check. We don't say to follow the robe. Dilotei mahachi, because if you don't say that, liver of Meir, according to Reb Meir, the chayish lemiyuta, he's chayish for miyut, hacha nami dolo lacha bisra. That's the Reb Meir never ate meat. Maybe we were married now, Taka never ate meat. Why? Because the whole shechit is based on a robe. Rameir is chayish for meat. By the way, the pasuk says in the Torah, it doesn't say in the Torah, chol, b'chalta, basar, tochal, basar. The Torah gives you a hetzin eat meat. So the answer, maybe Rameir is chayish for meat only on the level of the Rabbana. In the Chanan, midaraisa, you're allowed to. That's what some say. Others give an answer that the mayor had to eat meat was like a yafas toa. It's just to battle the Sahara. If the whole world's eating meat, well, you can't eat meat. All right, to eat meat also. It's like such a big deal, you shouldn't even do it. Right? If you want to say that, Pesach v'kodesh, Michael and Neymar. How's the mayor not eating a carbon Pesach? Was the mayor not eating carbon Pesach? How's he doing that? What's the answer? The answer is, El hecha de efsher efsher, hecha de efsher lo efsher. As Rashi is going to point out, Rebbeir would not let a 10-year-old girl do evil. Why? You have a way out. What's the way out? Wait. That he wouldn't allow. Karm Pesach, you have no choice. Hachanami, so too for us. Hecha de efsher efsher, hecha de lo efsher. You don't have a choice. You have a choice. What? If you can check, you're not stomach on a rope. Rashi's going to undo this Gemara in 2 seconds. If you can't check, you have no choice. That's what the Ramban was saying about the Kabbalah of Shabbos. You have no choice. You got to check Kabbalah of Shabbos. If you find out it's a trade for the whole carpet was bought, you did a balacha, what can I tell you? You don't have a choice. Right? Look at the top Rashi. Pesach, the Amar Rachmana, says in the Torah, B'achu was a basah. Has her married not eating carb Pesach? Ushlamim de Amar Rachmana v'achlu otama shekupar behem. Malamit shakapar tuluya af bachil ma'ekel neimar. What are you going to say? How could Rameir not eat kachin? Elavadai achil. He certainly ate a carbon Pesach. Tusamech le'aruba hechad de lo efsha. It was no other option. He relied on the rope. Vafilu hachi. Polish because of katana b'shub de efsha. Would he let a cut and a katana do yivam? No. Why? There's a way out. What's the way out? Waiting till they grow up. Carbon Pesach has no choice. Same thing by us. Listen to this Rashi. V'didon nami hechi alfina mine. So at the end of the day, how do we know such a thing as a rope? We don't have any makar. How do you know? Rashi has 2 suggestions. Elavada halacha l'moshe mitzinai. It's a halacha l'moshe mitzinai.
Someone asked this morning, according to his mayor, he doesn't hold no halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Right?
It's a good question.
But
Rameir is tied for that also. By the Katana. But he doesn't hold the Moshe Mitzinai. Ha, this Amchina Naruba, I feel. Ha, even if it's Efsher, you can rely on the rope. Even if I could check, I can still rely on the rope. Inami, or Acherabu Mahatos, Mashma, Bein Ruba de Issa, come on. Bein Ruba de Issa, come on. The pasuk is in both. 4 words. to Mishnah, hi, my hi. What's the difference?
We came up with all these differences, details, general.
Says Rashi, what's the difference?
All the same.
The aha, milsa, samchinon, and this is what we rely on. Dilo, but kinon, kol yudches trefos. We do not check 80 trefos on by an animal. We don't check any trefos.
We rely completely on rope.
We don't check. You could. It would take a lot longer. Meat would be a lot more expensive, but you could check. We don't check. Why? Because we rely on rope. V'nekubot hari'iya, except for the lung. Things in the lung, mishum deshchiach be'ru'usa, because it's shchiach. What does shchiach mean? That's the whole discussion in itself. I think shchiach is 10%, or 7%, others say 10%, so the amir ha'mashli, that's already, already treading water. Now you have, that you have to check. V'hecha deshrami de'afirsha ri'ya v'lo bada. What about if it happens that you didn't check? Don't forget to check. Ri'ya v'lo bada, v'tachla. You can eat it anyway. You can rely on that, on the rove. That is shchita stays in a cheskas heter. In other words, it's all heter. However, they in the adover. Don't tell people that.
Don't tell people that if you didn't check, you can eat it anyway. Because then nobody's going to check. Because Rashi, don't check that. Now, how does this read into 2011? I don't know. We'll get to more in the next. We'll do all the traces. Here Rashi just did.
Even if it's Efshi, you don't have to check. Why? Rely on Rome. Why? Either it's a pasuk, or it's a lacha moshe b'tinai.
Good?
All right, we'll resume tomorrow. Have a good day.